Going back on tape, it's now 6:10. Okay, where were we? You got any questions for me? Go ahead, shoot. I got a phone number for you, not even that. Yeah, you're as free as a bird. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, you're not in custody, you're not on probation. I have no legal authority to do anything. I mean, I'm doing a fair and impartial investigation here. And I have some inconsistencies that don't amount to much, but I mean, I guess, you know. Well, hopefully by the time we're done here today, we'll have enough to go ahead and, you know, not have folks look at me like I'm crazy for not arresting you. Okay? At the time of the encounter with him, was there anything in your hand?
I have my flashlight.
Okay, your flashlight. Was it working or was it not working? It was dead. Okay, it was not clicking on. It was your right hand or left hand? Okay. And you looked away from him? Is that what happened? When he got punched, or did you see the punch coming?
No, I walked past where he went through, and then I started walking back to my car, and that's when he yelled out, and I turned around.
How far was he away from that? Was he up on you already, or? Can't tell.
As soon as he did that, I started backing up towards my car, and that's when I wanted to call 911 instead of 911.
Do you realize how the way these cases can go? Okay, well, how can they go? Okay. And that's why, like I'm saying, you know, I mean, I'm going to try something with you that I've done before. It's called assisted memory recall. It's not hypnosis. It's just something to, I mean, just every try. Go ahead and close your eyes for me. Okay, I want you to put yourself back in the scene, Sunday night, about 7 o'clock. You're looking at this kid, you're getting out of your car, talking to a dispatcher, you hang up with the dispatcher. Okay, give yourself a couple seconds to go ahead and think about what happened after that. Now you're going to try to act like what happened, okay? I'm going to be the kid. What the fuck is your problem? You say what you said.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah, at that point, nothing else was said. Think.
Yes.
What did you say the first time he hit you? There was no conversation prior. Okay, we're good. Open your eyes. Okay. Nothing at all. It never works, just, you know, gotta try it, though. Yeah. But if it puts you back at the scene, it's just, you know, I mean, as far as working, as far as stuff that actually gets recalled during that, you know, it's an old technique and whatever, but, you know, it's usually a clinical thing, but. Okay. I gotta talk to a couple people real quick, and I'll be right back. And why don't you come with me? You okay here? Okay. All right, let's get a couple minutes. You have a phone on you or anything?
Yes.
Okay. You need a phone to talk to anybody?
No.
Okay. You're good, right? Okay. Keep on thinking, just in case, okay? Because there is another witness that's playing games with me, you know, basically. She wants me to chase her around. It's her. And I will chase her around. And, like I said, just saying something different. But I can't call the ghost to the stand, right? So, I know, I'm with you. Nobody wanted to get involved, that's why. That's why nobody helped you.
Pardon?
Nobody wants to get involved, that's why nobody helped you. You're by yourself. Leading the charge, look behind you. The cavalry's not there. I know the feeling, man. Just sit tight, all right? I'll be right back. Pause this tape again.